Welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host, I'm Bill. With me on the mics tonight, we have Ms. B.
Hey, guys.
Liz, our resident deviant.
Hey, team.
Gwen, welcome back.
Hello. How we doing?
It's been a week.
It's only Tuesday.
And I'm over it.
So over it.
And it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
I cannot believe that.
And unfortunately, still January, even though our listeners will be hearing this at a later point in time. Because we're still currently in between seasons.
Yeah. Even to make it more mixed up is that it felt like summer today.
It was hot.
Talking about between seasons, right?
The last couple days.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to rain like crazy this weekend.
Over an inch.
Yeah. Some are saying a couple inches.
With suspected flooding in some areas.
A couple inches can make quite a difference.
Always.
Especially on a weekend.
Are we still talking about rain?
Of course we are.
Okay.
Making it rain something.
It's good for the environment. We need rain in our state.
Me too.
Okay.
I love rain.
Anyway, Ms. B is so immature.
I am. It's just been a long week. Like my brain, it's just all a mess. I'm holding it together.
Well, you have been handed a horrible last couple weeks.
I have. This has been like one of the hardest couple weeks / now nearly a month of my career. I think we kind of touched on this last time, like my whole hotel falling apart and all the systems going down and all the issues.
IT problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've gotten worse.
They got worse before they got better. Like all the phones stopped working. Everything that could work stopped working. And so we were in the dark for a couple days and they brought some systems back online, but it was like one computer and then it was two, one in the back, one in the front. And there are a lot of guests who have been like really patient and kind and like understanding to an extent. And then
until they're not anymore.
Yes. Like I specifically remember this group of guys that checked in. There were six guys and one guy reserved it for all of them. So all under his name. And they're like, oh, we want to change our method of payments and this and that. We're like, well, nothing works. So you're going to have to do that later. And so this week, I'm dealing with the fact that all of the rooms were charged to his card because the systems didn't come back online while he was there. And he's just all
pissy.
I'm
sorry, have you heard of Venmo or Zelle?
I know.
Like,
you're
grown-ass
adults. But they're just all bitching. And
why were six guys staying at your hotel?
We're a business hotel.
It was business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're just...
Lame.
Right.
So then he can expense that out.
Exactly. They were very pissy because they weren't all getting rewards. They all had their own rewards and it was under somebody else's name. And so, they were just grown adults throwing a temper tantrum. We're like,
how long was their stay?
2-3.
You can give up 2-3 nights for your freaking rewards that you really don't do anything to.
Not to these people.
It's so cute that you think that.
Yeah.
Give it up. It's one
no,
stay.
They don't. No, they don't.
That's so many points.
That you're actually not paying for because you're expensing it because it's a business trip.
Yeah. And
yeah.
they
yeah.
want their points yep. that they actually didn't pay for.
Yeah. Yep. But they will argue
so
that.
Suck it up. Oh my God.
Yeah. So speaking of grown adult men throwing temper tantrums.
But that is what, because we've talked about things guests can do differently to kind of change the situation, especially like in this instance. Suck it up and forget about your rewards points. That is how you rectify the situation and you are a nice, kind guest.
No, they'll just throw a temper tantrum and then when I have a difficult time giving them what they want, they go to the next level and then the next level and we tell them like, look, I don't give you your points. Just show them this receipt.
I was just going to say, they can fix it on the back end.
Exactly.
There's ways to fix it. They just want it done.
It just takes them extra time.
Yes. So speaking of grown adult men throwing temper tantrums, I had another one of those because of all my systems and everything going down.
Mm-hmm.
This was this weekend. I had the pleasure of working the PM shift for Hotel MOD. And it was a pretty uneventful shift for the most part, which is always a sign. And I probably thought that to myself, which is why it happened. So I'm behind the front desk doing my thing. And one of the bartenders comes over. She's like, can you help me? I need help dealing with this man. And I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, a grown adult is throwing a temper tantrum because he can't charge to his room. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll explain it to him, but again, with all of our systems being down, our room charges were down. The bar had like a standalone system that could take credit cards or cash. The interface to like charge things to the rooms wasn't working yet. And so she was just really upset. He's like, yeah, he's freaking out about it. And he told me he's gonna call the police on me.
Police?
If I don't let him charge to his room. I'm like, are you kidding? She's like, nope. And I'm like, oh, that's gonna be great. So I go over there and it's a guy and he's sitting on the couch with his cocktail sitting next to another guy. And I'm like, hi, gentlemen. I heard that we were a little frustrated over here. What's going on? And I said it different than that, but still similarly.
I thought you were being serious. Like, okay, go on.
I mean, a little bit serious.
Okay.
I said something that was mildly condescending, but...
In that situation, I think you were valid to be semi-condescending.
No, but you couldn't tell by the look on my face. I was like, I heard we were a little upset about something over here. What's going on? And there was so much genuine concern on my face. And he's like, yeah, this bartender won't let me charge to my room. I am a blah, 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 blueberry elite. And I stay in hotels all the time. I know you can do it. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I totally understand how frustrating that is. But right now, I'm sure you checked in the last day or so, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, did you remember how we checked you in on a piece of paper when then we gave you emergency keys? Yeah. I'm like, you notice how we couldn't run your credit card? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that system is down. So there's not a way to charge it to your room when we can't even check you in the actual system. We have to do it in a manual process. I know you guys are able to. You're just saying that. I said, sir, just I want you to hear me out for a second. Why would we say that if we could do it? I said, what do we have to gain from not allowing you to charge to your room? And I like, wait. And then he keeps arguing. Well, no, I know you can do it because I don't know. I'm like, is that because of all the hotels you've worked in?
Oh, you did not say that.
I did. It might have slipped. It was a late Saturday night. It was a long week. And
that always goes over so
it
well.
It did.
It stuns him. It stuns him for a second.
He didn't even respond to me. He's like, no, it's just, I know you can do it. You can just get in the computer, do it in the back. And I was like, sir, we couldn't even check you in and make you keys. I said, we had to use a binder with pre-made keys. The system is not up. I promise you. I'm not lying to you. I said, there's nothing for us to gain by not allowing you to charge to your room. There's nothing.
No. All you are doing is opening yourselves to loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like trying to explain this to him, but it will not go through his head no matter how hard I try. And I'm like, okay. I was like, look, I can see this conversation. You know, we're not really moving in a positive direction. So I said, this is what I'll do for you. I'll go ahead and take care of your two drinks. And then if you have any other drinks, you'll just have to pay for those with a card or cash because you didn't know you couldn't charge it to your room. So I'll take care of these for you. Just know any future drinks, you'll just have to pay for it with card or cash. He's like, well, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, okay, then you don't have to drink anymore. But still, I'll take care of these drinks. Very sorry you're frustrated, but there's nothing else we can do. I know there's something you can do. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you guys go ahead and have a good night? I'm going to head back to the desk, but let me know if you have any other questions.
Is he fishing for points?
I don't know what the hell he was fishing
Sounds
for.
Sounds like he just wants to fight.
He literally, that was the vibe I was getting. Like,
he didn't bring up calling the cops to you?
No, he did not say the cops thing to me. But he did say, he's like, I want you to call your GM right now. And I was like, sir, it's Saturday night. She's not available. And he's like, yes, she is. I want you to call her right now. And now at this time, I'm just getting really frustrated. I said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And he's Good like, why not? I said, because she's not here. And she is not available because he did say, I want you to call him. She will call you Monday. Well, that's not going to work. She needs to call me first thing in the morning. And I said, yeah, that's not going to happen. But why don't you gentlemen have a lovely night? Enjoy those drinks on me and then go ahead and use your car to purchase any more drinks. And then he tried to talk and I just turned around and walked away. I'm like, I'm done. I walked away. Like, nope. We're done.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
That's like the woman that was arguing with me one morning. And every time I was trying to explain to her why we were doing what we were doing, she kept looping back to the same statement again and again and again. And that was, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Oh, I hate that.
And after like the third time of trying to help her and explain the situation, clear up any confusion, just not having it, I looked her in the eye and I said, ma'am, like you mentioned earlier, we may just have to agree to disagree. And I walked away.
Yeah.
And it was the most satisfying feeling.
Oh. Satisfying at the same time, you just want to like punch things and wring somebody's neck.
Yeah, that was in there too.
Yeah.
I do have a question though.
What?
You have emergency backup keys and a binder?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Like room assigned keys that you...
Yeah. Every hotel has them.
Pre-made in the case of this kind of emergency that you can't make keys?
Usually...
No way.
Yeah. Yep. So what they're referred to is a fail-safe key. When you check into your hotel and your account gets checked in and they generate a key for you, it's encoded with your stay information, your date of arrival, departure, room number, etc. So electronically, your key is telling the lock that it's good from X time on X date to X time on X date.
Right.
Failsafe keys don't have that.
Or good 24/7, 365.
Well, failsafe keys have a trigger feature. So they have no start date and no pre-programmed end date.
Infinite.
Correct. Now, why I say no pre-programmed is that they are pre-programmed to expire from the first day of use. So, you, and the hotel determines what that time frame is.
12 hours, 24.
Well, yeah. So, like, when I've put together fail-safe keys for hotels, I go off of what our average length of stay is. So, if my average length of stay is 4.7 nights, then I would create all of those fail-safes for 5 nights.
Okay.
You create them in a series. So you would have series 1, 2, 3, however many fail-safe series your brand or your management company would recommend or require. So for me, I've always generated 2.
So 2 sets.
And you have to use them in sequence, or at least the systems that I've worked with, you'd have to create them in series. So if you started with, you know, binder 1, you go binder 1 to binder whatever.
Yeah.
You don't want to start at the high number.
Right.
Because that'll jack up your keys.
So in your case, Miss B, how are you dealing with like expiration of these keys?
For most of ours,
is it just an honor system? Are you hoping to get them back?
Our hotel is almost always full, so there's always usually someone checking in after. And when you make a new key for the lock, it does deactivate the previous programming.
Okay.
So like somebody is like, doop, no, the one's not going to work anymore. And I know that because we accidentally did that. We made someone, once the keys were up, they had one of these fail-safe keys and we made them a new key because when the system came back up, you had it new key and the other key stopped working. But anyways, these fail-safe keys, we usually call them emergency keys in our emergency key binder. They don't look like the hotel's keys. They try to make them look different so they stand out.
Yeah. That
so makes sense. I worked at a property, we had SpongeBob fail-safe keys.
What?
Yeah, so all the keys in the binder were SpongeBob so and Patrick. So the
guest, well, I mean, I might want to keep that.
Right? But it's like we can easily identify them because they don't look like all the others. Like, ah, there's a SpongeBob. That's our key.
Huh. So the hotel I'm at, we have these binders?
Yes.
Where are they kept?
Probably with security. They're either with security or your director of front office. And I usually have it hidden somewhere.
Right.
Because you don't
hidden,
want.
They're an emergency location. Like they're with your action plans.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's a lot of training that goes into emergency planning.
Yeah.
And not to be a stickler, but there is a difference between an emergency key and a failsafe.
There is.
Yes. So you use your failsafes in the event of an emergency. Power outage, great example.
Right.
System shutdown like you're going through, great example. Emergency keys are encoded differently.
Okay. Is that why mine stopped working when the next lock hit?
No. So with emergency keys, they will typically have an override built into it for security features like your deadbolts.
Oh.
Those are like true e-keys.
Oh, then no, mine's probably a fail-safe key or whatever. It's a binder.
It would be a fail-safe.
It's a binder.
No, there's fancy ones that will override your deadlock too. The deadbolt.
Well, I knew that because I know Director of Engineering has that, but nobody else.
So, sorry, I'm like stuck on this. This is like so interesting
Love that.
To me. But like...
Well, it's the safety nerd, right?
Yes.
Safety committee nerd.
But like, okay, like housekeeping and like front office have these like master fobs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That just open any hotel room or
not necessarily. No.
Depending on their level.
Yes. But lots of hotels will do different things because you guys have worked at really large properties. You can tell like housekeepers have to sign out certain keys. Okay. They're working.
Because that's their block of rooms that they are cleaning.
Yeah.
So there is programming that's being done. Like,
yeah.
Is that what you do when you're opening the day in housekeeping?
Yeah, you're signing keys and all that.
Dang. Okay, I'm learning a lot.
Oh, I like breaking the house. That was my favorite. One of my
what do you call it?
Breaking the house.
Breaking the house.
Yeah.
Breaking it down?
Kind of.
Breaking it down and open.
Well, what you're doing is figuring out what rooms are going to be cleaned that day.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And we call it breaking
and
the house.
And who's going to do it? And how long is it going to take them? And when do they need to take their lunch break? Mm-hmm.
All of that good
stuff. I would love that job.
It's fun.
I would really
like
that.
It's a big old puzzle.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a lot of projects and puzzles and just, oh.
But I think I could do it like once every 2 weeks, not every day.
You start to get into it.
If you want to come in at 6 a.m., sure.
Is that when the housekeeping manager?
I never got in at 6.
I know. Don't believe the hype.
I could break the house in like 15 minutes. I'd get there. My girls would come in at like 8, so I get there at like 7:15, 7:30.
You got to work that early?
Yes, it's back to my housekeeping days.
Dang.
I know. It's not me anymore.
Ms. B is lucky if she's there at like 8:50.
no, 8:59. I got told this morning I was late. I'm like, actually, I was here at 8:59. So I wasn't.
They're like, where were you at 8:59?
Walking into the back office. A stand-up was about to start. She's like, you're late. I'm like, I'm actually not.
On even time. Though you don't clock in. I know,
right? Or what's the phrase?
I'm sorry.
Right, if now you're on time, you're late.
Right now, I'm running that hotel, so fire me.
Oh. Just kidding. Okay. I'm totally kidding.
Speaking of shitty weeks and
continuing the theme
at associate issues and Liz, you'd said, you know, how many people just want to walk out and quit.
Yeah.
You know, with all my IT issues.
Yeah.
My night auditor walked out and quit.
Shut up.
The one that trained you?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was so sweet. My full time night auditor just walked out and forking quit. With all these issues.
He was just like, nah, I'm good.
And this is going to sound bad because, you know, we're all just getting by at this point. Such but so nice literally, the system was down. This was day three. And, you know, all of us are just trying to get by. But that day, it was getting better. We had one computer up on day three. One.
Ooh, how many phones?
None still. Okay. That was until day four. So Bruna comes in that night and was like, everything's still down. My supervisor's like, yeah. He's like, well, you know, IT's here. They're working on it. We have one computer up. And he was trying to explain to him like what was going on, what the plan was. And he just was like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I quit.
Effective immediately.
And then like slammed the door, walked out. Everyone was like, what?
Wait, he didn't like sit down and talk with you?
Nope.
So this was that like he was coming in for a shift, I'm assuming at like 10 p.m.
11 p.m., yeah.
Oh, and he just walked out.
And the team was just stunned. And then they tried to call me like crazy and they
it's
know.
It's 11 p.m.
I'm asleep, so they got to call me at least 100 times. So finally I wake up, they're like, Bruno just walked out. I'm like, what? And they're like, he just said I quit effective immediately and walked out. And I was like, oh my God. And then we had to figure out someone to get in there.
Did but he like,
did you talk to Bruno?
Yeah, did he follow up with an
Is
email?
Is he okay? Yeah, I gave it a day.
You just call him, hey Bruno.
No, I just wanted
just to. Just checking in.
I hey, sent buddy. Him something. I was just like, hey, you doing okay? I was like, I heard what happened. I just wanted to touch base and make sure you're okay. That seemed really out of character for you. I hope you're doing all right. Let me know if there's anything that I can do. And then he sent me like a tirade of a rant. Just rah, 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 rah. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh,
so he was holding on
to
it.
Yeah, he was just all
resigned effective 2 days ago.
Literally. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I did want to give you a day if you know, I don't want you to make a decision out of impulse that, you know, that could you hurt your, you know, livelihood and well-being. So I did want to give you a minute to think about it. And I said, okay, it's a full-time night auditor.
I know.
Full-time
I know.
Night auditor.
Just
full-time night auditor. Ugh. But I was like,
you're just trying to reel him back in.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, if you want to take a minute to think about it, all of us would understand. It's been a really frustrating week for everyone. All of our emotions are really high. And he was like, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to think about it. And I was like, okay, no worries. Just we'll touch base in a day or so. And he's like, okay, sounds good.
24 hours, please.
Yeah, right. And so 24 hours later, I was literally going to text him and say, how are you feeling? He was just like, yeah, I think it's just too much for me. I was like, oh, okay. Have a good life. So he quit
effective immediately.
And all of us have been saying that since. Oh. It started in the front office because the front desk agents were there when he did it. And they're like, what the? Something would come up like super dumb and inconvenient. They're like, that's it. I quit. Effective immediately. And they storm out. And then.
I'm like, not going to lie. I would do it.
We've all been doing it now. And I did it. And then the GM heard it. She's like, oh my God, is that what he said? And I'm like, yeah, that's what he said. And all the managers are doing it.
If I were your GM, I would immediately pull the footage. And like, I want to see this.
He said that, but it was in the back where there was no camera. So he was in the back office. The front desk agents around that time, they kind of congregate in the back.
They're eating and talking. Go on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they're like, you just like did that.
They're making their TikToks.
Right. Seriously.
Effective immediately.
Effective immediately. And he stormed out the back, not towards the cameras. And I was like, oh my God, dang it.
That's a shame.
Put up laid that in loop for the rest of our life.
That's a shame.
But hey, yeah, but so, you know what, though? I want to get a t-shirt made in Bruno's honor.
Yeah, like I do too.
Long sleeve, pod logo on the front and the back. And then down the sleeve, it'll just say, effective immediately.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I buy it.
Literally,
Design
I would.
Design studio's got to get to work.
And it's, yeah, now everyone's just saying that. Like, I think this actually wasn't this week. That was middle of last week. So it's now just a thing.
But so I was saying this to Miss B, like, I think if he really wanted to keep the route of night auditor, he could find another job in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
he'll have no problem finding another job.
But in fairness, in my market, jobs are a hot commodity. It is very easy for me to hire.
Oh.
I've already filled the position.
Whoa! So really?
I opened my night audit position Saturday night when I officially got the confirmation he wasn't coming back. I had 128 applications by morning.
How many with experience?
Better question.
Very much better question. Not as many. But
three.
Yeah.
But I had someone
you
reach.
Train?
Yeah. No.
No.
You got to at least have hotel experience for a night audit.
What is it? To roll the night over? Is that the correct term?
It is very complicated. At full service properties, especially when they make them do all the accounting stuff.
Look at Liz taking notes.
I know. Yeah. I'm proud of myself.
My thing always was when I was looking for a night auditor is like, who can I trust to be in this hotel while I am sleeping?
Yeah.
And they're the manager on duty.
Yeah. And to not call me every night.
That's part of it.
While I am sleeping.
That's
and not have
part
a place burn up in flames. So you filled the position.
Yep. I offered it today.
So Bruno number two?
Bruno or Bruna?
Bruno.
Oh, okay.
He's way overqualified. He moved to the area Hawaii.
Red flag. Why would you move back?
Such a nice guy. He's been a security supervisor, which we need.
Would you move from Hawaii to Miss B's hotel location?
No.
If he knew what it was, probably not. Mm. But if you didn't know what it was.
You didn't move from Hawaii.
Oh, move from Hawaii. Well, the island, you're landlocked.
Cost of living, we're cheaper here.
Inland, yeah.
On the mainland.
Yep. Oh, the mainland.
Don't fool yourself.
Not here. Not right here, right here.
Not the inland.
But
the
mainland. I actually did ask him in his interview why he moved from Hawaii. And he's like, to be closer with family. He has a younger brother he takes care of. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, needs help. And he's now living with aunts. And no.
Oh, so he wants to like do the thing during the day and then work at night.
Yeah.
Like do the family.
Yeah.
Thing.
Now he's not like, when I say young brother, he's going to go to college this year.
He's taking
I remember my college days.
Taking care of a younger
no,
brother.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Who does?
Yeah, right.
Liz, who remembers Liz, everything be honest. In college?
But anyways, yes, it's been a fun month, guys. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my brain is scrambled eggs.
Or is it fried eggs?
I just feel like it's all mushed together in a mushy...
Are they mashed potatoes?
Well, earlier she said a bag of worms.
Bag of worms, yeah. Is your brain a bag of worms?
She does tend to mix her metaphors.
I do.
Yeah.
For me?
That's normal, Miss B.
Absolutely.
So where are we drawing that
totally,
line?
Totally.
Before or after the comma?
I mean, your brain is brilliant in other ways, but you can't figure out the difference between 1,000 and 10,000.
It's the words, numbers, math. I don't math.
What about decimals?
I know what a decimal is. On this note, did I tell you? They make fun of me in accounting now, but they've also stolen my word.
It's probably not a good thing.
I use math like a verb. Like I was down there doing something. She asked me a question. I'm like, oh, no. I don't math. And she looked at me and then laughed. And now the other accountant that's down there, she's like, oh, yeah, she says that all the time now. She's like, hold on, let me math. Hold on, I gotta like.
Yes!
And now they.
That's a thing. That's a front office thing.
Now. See, my accounting team like loves me. So
Must be nice.
I
always hate front office.
Yep.
I really impressed my director of finance the other day when I was talking about.
Ew.
So we did have a.
If you could feel my face right now.
I know. Like, there's so much fire from this side.
We did have a Duffy incident. I don't know if I shared that.
The one that nearly caught on fire?
No. They ran into a dock.
Mm.
But the sun was in their eyes. It was like right at sunset.
Is that an excuse when you drive? No? It's not an excuse
but
for the
there's
boat,
like
dumbass.
Bumpers.
Yeah, the damage.
We're like 5 miles an hour.
We've actually ran into one before.
Yeah.
I think they were going full throttle.
I was
going
to say, it takes some force.
So I think it was a really full boat. There was 10 people. Like there was a lot of distractions. And I think they were... docking and dining.
Mm.
It's very popular in our area. And they ran into a wooden dock, which doesn't have the rubber guards like new manufactured docks do. But they came back to property and like fessed up to it immediately and pointed and they were like, we bumped into the dock. It was fiberglass damage. It was a pretty easy fix. $1,900.
Just an easy fix.
It was pretty cheap.
Good Lord.
They didn't hoot and haw. They said, oh my God, yeah, get it quoted. You know, we'll pay for the damages. No problem.
They paid $1,900.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I missed that area.
That is an amazing guest though.
Amazing.
Member or guest?
They were members.
There we go.
They were members. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah. They also live in the area, like very close in the area.
Got it.
And the rent is astronomical. So like their cost of living is through the roof. So $1,900 is no
chunk change.
It's like going to dinner for them.
Sofa money.
Yeah. But my director of finance, like I put through the damage charge and submitted the invoice all at once and And she was like, okay, we're going to change the GL of your PO so it doesn't hit your expenses because it's a wash because we're charging the member for it.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, oh yeah, what GL are you coding it to? And she said a number and I was like, wait, that's on the balance sheet, right? So it doesn't hit the P&L and it washes out. She literally looks at me and she goes, I'm so proud of you right now.
Amazing.
I listened. And I like went to everyone in accounting and be like, I just impressed her.
You just mathed in accounting.
I mathed to the director of finance.
No, I don't know. No, that's not mathing.
Oh my God. There was numbers involved.
You just explaining my finance codes.
I'm so proud of you.
Right?
I'm so proud of you.
It is scary and overwhelming when you look at it. Balance sheets are no fun. Auditing balance sheets are even worse.
Yeah.
No. I don't math.
Oh, I was so
no
proud.
Numbers for me.
And then they tried because I was over budget because the PO still like hit my line. But, you know, it's obviously not a month end. They haven't moved it over yet. The assistant director of finance, I submitted a PO and she goes, you're over budget for the month. I go, I'm actually not. Look at this PO. It is going to the balance sheet. So I have $1,900 to play with.
On that note, who wants to hear about another a-hole?
Only
Bill. Hesitated.
Only talked to Bill. He's the only one.
I'm the only one here.
Oh, you're going to appreciate this one. It's not a long one. It's a short one, but it's enough to make you like want to punch someone.
Ooh.
It's my everyday.
Every day.
Multiple times a day.
So my front desk agent, sweet young thing.
Bless her heart.
Hasn't been on the job super long.
Bless her heart.
The southern way of saying
you. Oh, she's so green. Wants to do a great job.
Always smiling. Always sweet.
Love
Bless
that.
Her heart. Still has a soul. You know, one of those. Mm-hmm. And this
still believes people are good.
So cute.
Yes. So cute.
Did you just say that still believes that people are good?
Yeah. That goes away. Give it time.
your hotel will knock the new offer in no time.
I know. I've just want to protect her sweet little innocence. But yeah. So this guy comes up, you know, the highest level of blueberry there was. So he comes up. It's like 9 in the morning. And he's like, yeah, I want to check into a room. And she's like, I'm so sorry. We don't have any rooms ready. I can go ahead and put you on the wait list. I'll get your phone number and give you a call as soon as I'm available. He's like, no, I am the top blueberry. I need to check in. Now
I'm the bluest blueberry there is.
Yeah,
the blueberry elites.
Blueberry elites. And she's like, the rooms. I'm like, you know, your brain breaks a little bit. I'm like, he must not have heard me. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't have a room ready right now. What I can do is, and repeats the options. He's like, yeah, I don't think you understand. Where's your manager? And she's like, okay. Comes and gets me. She's like, she's all like confused. She's like, I told him, but he doesn't believe me. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll talk to him, honey. Don't worry about it.
He doesn't believe me. She's so sweet.
She is so darn sweet. It's like, it's sad.
He thinks I'm a liar.
I know. So I go out there and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for you. Bless her heart. And I said, hi, sir. How can I help you today? He's like, I'm trying to check in and she will not check me into a room. And I was like, oh, so that's because we don't have any rooms ready.
Because it's 9 a.m.
We were sold out last night, which means we're still waiting for checkout time for guests to leave. Well, this is ridiculous. I know how this works. He's like, I know you have rooms that you didn't use last
night. You
weren't
sold out last night. You weren't.
And he's trying to tell me what happened in my hotel last night. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, no, sir, we really were sold out last night. I don't have any rooms. I was like, what I can do is the very first room that becomes available, regardless of what type of room it is, I can give you a call and get you checked in. Well, no, I want a high floor.
No, you're going to get handicapped double queens on the second floor.
Exactly what's going to happen
overlooking
there.
Overlooking the loading dock and the dumpster.
Yes! But I was like, I can call you the first room, regardless of room type, right? He's like, no, I want a king high floor. I'm like, well, you're going to have to wait for those elite guests to check out of those rooms.
And they could have late checkouts because they're elite.
Blueberry checkouts. Yep.
And even though they're raspberries, they're guaranteed a 3 p.m. checkout.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to explain all this. And he just huffs. But like, he just will not accept his answer. And he just gets all frustrated, walks away. And I'm like, okay,
bye.
And he leaves. And I'm like, sounds great. I go back to work.
Did we even get like his information?
No, wait list? No, he stormed off.
No. I see where this is going.
No name?
Nothing. I don't even know who this dude is. To like
pull up the reservation? No. Make sure he had one for the day?
If I'm reading the situation right, we're about 30 seconds from a phone call.
No.
Ooh. Oh, he didn't open a case? Is that what you're getting?
Nope. So the girl comes back out. I go back and do my thing. Not even 10 minutes later, she comes back. She's like, he's back. I'm like, okay. She's like, he wants to talk to you. And I was like, you got it. I go out there. I'm like, hi there. Were you coming back to give us your phone number and so we can pre-register your reservation? He's like, no, I want to check in. And I'm like, there's something broken with this man. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I went up and I was on the 8th floor and I saw the housekeeper come out of room 802. That room is clean and I know it is. You can check me in. And I was like, okay. Well, in my system, it's not clean yet, so I can't check you into that room. I said, but I can put your name on the wait list, get your phone number, and give you a call back. No. I was up on the 8th floor. I was looking. She came out of that room. It's clean.
I've had that happen.
But you have no idea. It could be clean because of a stayover.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they're very clean people that keep their luggage like in the closet.
And also, you think I'm just going to take your word for it? I'm just gonna check you into some random room that you said, oh no, the housekeeper finished that room. Like, in my system, it's dirty.
Well, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod yet, but the rooms need to be inspected.
Second inspection.
Ding, ding, ding.
So the housekeeper cleans it, yeah, but you don't know when a lead or a supervisor or a manager is going to get to that room to inspect it and then mark it clean.
Yes, but also, and I actually told this to the guest because, again, his little brain was breaking. I had to be like, sir, I'm sure you saw what you saw and it looked clean. I said, but there are many circumstances I'm not aware of. Number one, it doesn't show as clean in my system, so I can't check you in. That could be for a variety of reasons. One, it could be a stayover guest. They could have their belongings in the closet. Maybe you peeked in and you didn't see it because their belongings were in the closet because the housekeeper just cleaned it. Mm-hmm. And I said, most of my housekeepers don't speak English. So you could have asked her, is it clean? And she would have been like, yeah, because she cleaned it.
Yeah, very
true. It doesn't mean it's vacant. I was like, I haven't talked to her. I haven't talked to the housekeeping supervisor or the manager. I don't know.
Maybe an engineering issue. What are the
ding, AC? Ding, what ding. The AC you know where this is going. I literally told him and I said, okay, and then let's say it is vacant. I said, I don't know if there's something wrong with that room. I don't know if there's something wrong with them. There's a reason why it's not passed in my system. I said, it could have an AC issue. It could have a TV out. I said, we have no idea what's wrong with that room and the reason why it's not passed. I said, so I am sorry I can't check into that room, but until it is clean in my system, I can't check you into it.
She could have not had enough towels to fully replenish it. And she's going to come back later.
There's so many things. Reasons. Guests do not understand that just because the housekeeper comes out doesn't mean the room's perfect and ready to go.
No. Soap. A pillow.
Name a thing.
Someone could have stolen a pillow.
Stupid dispensers that are like mandated now. Yeah. That you have to have the stupid wall dispensers.
The window curtain could be ripped.
You know what the worst part about that is that they've changed the spec twice already.
Oh, bastards.
How do you change a wall-mounted thing?
You have to buy all new brackets for the brand new product.
Well, if I remember correctly, the brackets weren't the best in the first place.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's boo on them then.
Yeah,
because
roll it out if it's not ready.
Well, not only that, but then look at all the different properties that had to shoulder the expense of their bad design in the first place.
Uh-huh. True that.
Uh-huh. And then we've lost points during audits because we had mix of the new and the old product. Because they didn't have enough of the new product to supply all the hotels from previous bad product.
So that's not going to go on our balance sheet. That's going to hit our P&L.
Sounds like a CapEx issue to me, but sure.
Yeah, that would
be. Oh, my hotel my hotel doesn't have CapEx. The owner doesn't believe in that. So it all hits our budget.
What? No, you have to have a slush fund.
Oh, you'd think.
Well, no, you
have to.
You have to.
Yeah. Again, I am telling you, we don't. And it drives the GM crazy. And she never makes her bonus because she is always out of line from her budget because he doesn't believe in having a CapEx thing. So everything hits. He's like, no, 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 just have it hit the budget for like the month.
Like just spur of the moment. We need to spend $50,000.
Yeah, so it just hits the budget and we're like over like $15,000 for the month.
I mean, everything at my property over like $1,500 can be CapEx.
We $1,500
is not a lot of money. I'm going to have to bring
my manager on here sometime so you guys can talk to her, confirm. I swear to God, I'm not lying. That's not a thing.
We have been trying to get her on.
I know. One day.
We'll have to follow up. Maybe I'll send her flowers.
When you're in the hospital?
Yes.
I'll send her flowers. Here's the
flowers you didn't send me. Now you owe me.
No, you're a manager, not mine. Like,
who is this B?
Yeah. I'll sign it. Liz, Ms. B, Bill.
She would know. She's cool.
Should we do that?
I like that.
Is that a good expense for the pod? Do we have a line for
Wait,
that?
Wait, I was going to say, where's our line for that?
We have no operational budget for that.
We can go over the non-existent
Can we pay
budget.
It with our wine budget?
Oh, yeah.
Pay it in wine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Great not idea. Agreeing to this.
No, no, no. We have a wine budget.
That's the only line item we actually have, yes.
Good times, guys. We got off the rails this episode.
Yeah. Anywhoosie.
We kind of wandered.
It's been a long year, and we're only
30 days in.
Damn. Long year.
I can't even say we're a month in yet.
I know.
Can't wait for 2025.
I know. 2025 is going to be our year.
No, no. It's still early enough to make 2024 our year.
Maybe. It started off so colossally, just a cluster.
I'm sorry. Didn't you guys make vision boards?
No.
You didn't?
I am a full-time mother, full-time employee, manager. I don't have time for that.
Gwen, you made a vision board?
Of course you f***ing did.
Yes. Would you like to share what's on your vision board?
Well, I decided this year, instead of trying to do the whole, like, you know...
Resolutions?
Yes.
See, I went with resolutions. It's easier. You just write it down.
And then you throw it away.
And then you throw it away.
Then you forget about it. That's it's in your notes somewhere.
Thing. Like, I like to set goals for myself through the year of, like, who do I want to be by the end of this year?
Oh. I just wanted to read a lot.
No, I love that so much.
It's a little bit more attainable. Because
pay my bills.
If you set the goal that I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 3 times a week, and then you miss the first one, are you really going to go back to the gym?
So you're saying
I am very into tangible goals.
Yes.
Okay, going to the gym is great.
No, 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 no.
How are you going to achieve that? How are you going to achieve going to the gym?
These are smart goals.
No.
Measurable, like the acronym.
Yes.
I learned this in college playing water polo.
And not setting yourself to a specific
I want to lose 30 pounds
deadline.
And read 40 books.
40?
Jeez. I'm going to crush my goal.
My goal is 12.
I have read 5 books and they weren't tiny.
I've read 2.
So far this year?
Yeah. I'm on book 6.
Miss B.
And I'm 58% of book 6 and it's like that thick.
Miss B.
That's what I do in my free time.
She
good for you.
So we have Goodreads, right? You guys know what Goodreads is?
Yes.
I made you get the app. We're on
you
it.
You so, did. Ms. And B, I started a book that you're not on yet, so it's okay.
She liked that I finished a book, and she liked that I started a book.
I was cheering you on.
Do you get my notifications on Goodreads?
Oh my God, stop. Of course I do. That's what you do. You encourage your friends. Like, keep going. I'm on book 6.
That's impressive.
No, I do it in an unhealthy way. I stayed up till 3 a.m. last night reading, and then I had to get
up
at 7.
It was 1:30 the night before.
I know it went till 3. It got worse.
I mean, it could be worse.
So
you could not be reading until 3 o'clock at night.
Or you could just not
I just
sleep.
Obsessively do things. I can't do anything kind of.
ADD.
Like, yes. So I was up till 3 in the morning.
One, two, three.
Sorry. So yeah, I was up till 3 in the goddamn morning when I had to get up at 7. So I was dead all day today.
Okay, what else Sorry. Is on your vision
yes,
board?
Yes, visions. My face is in the middle of her vision board, just
Number
blown
one.
Up, right in the center.
You need another story.
I can share my a-hole of the week.
Ooh, yes.
My favorite segment. Mm.
I know. I love this segment.
Am I involved?
No,
Always.
You are not involved. No, that was
You were the b-hole. That's the next story.
Yes!
It's Ms. B's b-hole of the week.
Any hoosie.
My a-hole of the week. So I had this guy that checked in 20 days ago.
Damn.
A week ago, he wanted to extend. I had the full conversation with him about extend up until maximum of 28 nights. Then you got to go.
Yep.
Explain that whole thing to him. He didn't want to do that. He just wanted to extend for one more week. I said, great. I will extend you. As of today, it's his 22nd day.
Okay.
So we've got time, right?
Okay.
So he was supposed to check out today.
He didn't.
Yeah, supposed to is the operative word there. About 12:30, I get a call that this guy has not left the room yet.
Oh, no.
Now, this guy has quite a bit of stuff. He has a dog that is a service animal.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
Quote, unquote.
I feel that it's both legitimate and completely bogus.
Mm.
The dog barks incessantly,
but
the dog is not alone. So...
He's just in the room listening to a dog bark?
Yeah. There's a lot of behavior that is questionable about the whole legitimacy of said service animal. But where I'm going with this is the conversation that I had with him. So I had explained to him that, yes, I can put you through until next Tuesday. He's like, I'm going to be leaving. Great. No problem. Checkout time is noon. Got it. 12:30 this afternoon, said guy has not checked out. He won't answer the phone. He won't come to the door. Team is calling. Team is calling. Team is calling.
He's dead.
No, no. Well, that was
Miss B. Yes.
No, you have
I'm
to
sorry.
Do
that's where my brain
wellness
goes.
Wellness check.
Legitimately, that was my concern.
Wellness
so that's
check.
What we did. So one of the front desk agents went with one of the housekeeping people to do a welfare check and to talk to this guy. So he actually answers the door at that point. He says, oh, well, I need at least a half an hour to get my stuff together.
What time is it by now?
At this point, it was about 2 o'clock. So
it's gonna go south.
Front desk agent says, I'll give you until 3. We'll give you 1 hour to gather your things.
Generous.
They give him a 1 hour extension to gather all of his stuff. At 3:30, I get a phone call. Said guy still has not checked out. I said, are you there at the room right now? The front desk agent says, yes. Great. I'll be right there. So I hustle down.
The big dog's coming in.
Let's go.
The guest has the door to the room open. And as I come around the corner and I look in his room, he hasn't packed anything. Like nothing.
What have you been doing for hours?
Exactly. Well, so he said that.
Not planning on leaving.
Well, he said that his dog had knocked over his medication and that he's been picking up medication off the floor for the last hour.
That is a weird excuse.
Yeah, so I ended up having a conversation with this guy, and he starts talking to me about how he is on...
You name it?
Pretty much. I mean, he started listing drugs that were all for psychiatric reasons.
Another red flag.
So we're going down the rabbit hole of excuses from him as to why he hasn't been able to get his stuff together. And he's offering all of these things that are of a very personal nature that are...
I hate when people do that.
I do too.
It's none of my business. Stop trying to make it my business.
100% not my business.
And also an excuse.
Completely irrelevant to the situation. So he's giving me all these excuses. And I said, look, at this point in the day... We really only have two choices.
My favorite part of Bill right
I can,
here.
Yeah. Well, hang on. This is a little bit modified because there was a little kindness here.
Oh.
So I told him, I said, look, you know, either you can get your things together and you can leave and I'm going to charge you, or I'm going to charge you. You can stay until tomorrow and you can check out at noon. And he goes, well, I think that would probably be best. I said, yes, I would agree that that would be best. Because as I'm looking at this room, I'm like, there is no way in hell that we're going to be able to flip this room.
And sell it that night.
I cannot even flip this room and sell it tomorrow.
Oh, oosh. Man. Worse than Christmas tree lady. Dang.
So you're thinking noon tomorrow.
He's not leaving.
There's a slight
chance. At least
chance.
We gathered revenue.
Right. So I'm like, at least I can secure the revenue for tonight. Right. And I don't have to worry about passing off to any of my PM people the fact
to
that this guy's going to be a potential problem. Yeah. I'm here. We'll kind of squelch it now. So I said to him, I can extend you tonight. Departure time is 12 noon tomorrow. He goes, oh, I'd really appreciate that. I said, well, here's my concern. My team made contact with you 3 hours ago. And you have done nothing to move forward with getting your belongings packed to leave today. So what I need you to do is take this opportunity in the next 20 hours Jeez. And get all of your things together. Because at 12:01 p.m. tomorrow, if you are still here, I will be back and so will the police department. You will be leaving tomorrow regardless. Yeah. And he's like, oh. He's like, you're such a nice guy. And I'm like,
shove it up here. Sorry.
And I'm like, you're right. I am a nice guy. And he goes, but I know that nice guys have a boundary and then they become jerks.
Oh, he said that.
He did not.
He did. And I said, well, I wouldn't say that I'll become
a jerk. My boundary's at noon.
I said, but I will have a boundary at noon. So We will see what happens.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear what happens.
This is in-the-moment story.
Yeah, so right now, we're in the option A and option B part, right?
Ooh, let's see what option he chooses.
I was talking to my brother on my way home, and I even brought up the fact that I'm curious to see if he's going to pull a hidden option C.
Because sometimes that hidden option C surprises you. What is that it, even is?
Is it the staircase option?
Where you push him down the staircase?
No, where they leave out the staircase where there's no cameras.
Oh, no, he's already on the first floor, so.
Okay. I'm just so excited how this is going to go. Maybe we should go around the room and guess how we think this is going to end.
Well, we could, because this is in the moment. Yeah.
Okay, Gwen, how do you think this is going to end?
He's going to dip out.
You think without paying? Is that even possible at this point?
Nope, his account is secured. I've got plenty
of
authorization. Credit
card has gone through, no problem.
I've got plenty of authorization on him.
Okay.
Okay, he's either going to dip out, no contact, which is going to leave you questioning all day. Or are you going to be left with a dog?
Oh, that's Ooh. A good guess. Good guess.
Okay, wait, what kind of dog?
You're not getting another dog.
Can we help support?
I'm not getting a podcast dog.
I do not know what breed it is. I would call
it a mutt.
Yeah,
true
mutt.
Small, medium, large?
Medium size.
You don't need another
dog. So like under 40?
No, I'd say probably right at 40.
Too big.
All right, my turn. I bet good money that at noon he will still be in that room with an amazing excuse of why he could not get his stuff packed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was going to get my stuff out, but you're not going to believe what happened. This happened. My mom died. My dog died. All these people died. The rain started pouring down. I have all these amazing excuses. You're such a nice guy. Can you just give me 30 more minutes? Wait, it's been 30 minutes. Oh, can you give me another hour? Oh, please don't call the cops. You don't know what I've been through. That's what my money is on.
Later. Okay.
I had a follow-up question, but I kind of forgot it.
Was it about the dog?
Oh, no. What kind of belongings are in the room? Is it just clothes?
Crap. A plethora of crap.
Just random stuff.
There's bags and clothes and shoes and there's just stuff.
Okay. I think he might leave by 2 p.m.
Amicably.
I don't think he's leaving at
noon.
With
the police coming?
Is Bill going to call the police?
Yeah, of course he is. Bill sticks to
Hello.
His word.
I give people opportunity, but
I hold
them accountable.
Are they going to be there right at 12?
The cops?
Yeah.
No.
It'll take them a few hours to
get
there.
I'll be lucky if they get there at 4.
But I'm saying 2 p.m., but I think you're going to be left with a lot of left belongings.
100%. That was never a question.
I think he will leave your hotel at some point tomorrow.
But not by noon.
Not by noon.
All right. We're thinking similar.
But I think you will be left with a lot of random belongings.
Yeah. A registered vehicle.
Yes.
But Sarah's option he has a car, he can
put
in.
But is he in the right mental state to load up all of his crapola and put it in said vehicle? I don't think so.
Okay, so here's my slant on it. I think he actually will make good on it and be out at noon.
Interesting.
You just got that vibe.
You just took our
because he
version
complimented
of option
you.
A.
He called you nice.
No, it's because I didn't leave him any maneuvering room when I talked to him. Because he was telling me about how he had all these woes from
his
personal life to like his medical status.
All the things.
Yes, all the things that we always hear that we never need to know. And while I was empathetic.
You were empathetic, but in a dry way.
Well, so I explained to him that while I understood all of his trials and tribulations.
You have until noon.
And I explained to him very clearly, look, what you are telling me that you need is not what this facility is. We are an accommodations facility. You need, and I repeated back to him the things that he had said. That
According
is not,
to you,
yeah.
you need XYZ.
We are not equipped to handle your needs.
Exactly. We are not the facility for you. So if you need to extend, you are more than welcome to check into one of those facilities, but you will be leaving this hotel tomorrow
Amen.
At noon.
So you have how long of a stay can you have?
28 days.
Is that industry standard?
Yes.
So the law is 30 State. Days.
30.
So after 30 days, you become a resident.
And then we have to go through the eviction process through the courts.
Yes, you have to go through the legal process. So as I like to explain it to guests, the law says you have 30 days. People will interpret 30 days as a month. My problem with that is that every month of the year has a different number of days. So to make it clean and easy,
28.
We operate off of weeks because there's 4 weeks in a month. That's 28 days.
Okay.
Amazing.
If you operate off of 28 days and you have a situation like this guy today, you've got a wee bit of wiggle room.
You have a little buffer.
To make things work, and then you can force them out.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to 30 days, then you're...
Yep.
Yeah. Because that has happened.
But, okay, hypothetically, could he leave for one night and come back?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is actually the requirement.
You just have to check out
it's
one
under
night.
A new stay.
You can go sleep in your car for a night, but you can't be in this hotel checked in.
All you can do, okay, hypothetically, okay. You can do a late checkout, let's say 2 p.m. You're checking out of the hotel. You have technically vacated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you check in at 4 p.m.?
No.
For
no.
a different room? Or no. you literally need you one night rollover?
You have to be gone from the property, all belongings, 24 hours.
Correct.
Is it 24 hours or a night stay? For the night auditor stay. To roll over the night. Technically, well, right? You know what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting into semantics, though, because...
We are. Of course
even,
we are.
Even if you are a top-tier blueberry and you have a 4 o'clock checkout, your check-in time the following day is going to be 4 o'clock. You're still going to be gone for 24
True
hours.
True that. But what if you have rooms available?
No.
I'm going to hold you to it.
And hope the desk executes. But hypothetically, you could have a late checkout at what time?
Blueberry. Depends on your level of blueberry.
Just have
high,
to have
mid-level, high-level, whatever. Goal.
So like a boysenberry or a raspberry?
Sure.
So like a 2 o'clock checkout?
All right, let's say 2 o'clock. But the following day, you try and do what Miss B's guest did and show up at 9 a.m.
I'm not going to check you in.
Could
tell you to kiss rocks.
Could you hypothetically have rooms ready to check in at an a.m. time?
Of course, but we're not going to do it.
Very hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
And
1 p.m.
probably won't be what you wanted.
1 p.m.
It's going to be a double queen accessible by the elevator on the second floor.
Sure.
That somebody smoked in previously.
But I just want a room. I don't care what room type.
We're not going to do it. You've been.
I'm saying hypothetically. What if you had a day off?
I would do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
You are being an elite blueberry right now.
I am playing devil's advocate.
You are being an elite blueberry.
I would never.
You are. You're gaming right now.
Never do this.
She's like a top tier blueberry at heart.
Do you really think I am?
No.
No, not at all.
That's technically gaming.
Not at all. I'm an ideal guest.
She actually is. She's better than me.
You have a husband and kids. Of course I'm better.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
In
a hotel room. Let's be clear.
Well, she is a mom and it's going to be cleaner.
There might be
Cheerios.
I've worked in a hotel. Like I put everything together.
Oh, I always break down my room.
I break down my room so it make it easy
for
them.
Wait.
I always strip it.
Break down. What is this? How do you break down the room?
So
you always strip your room.
I've never technically worked in a hotel or in housekeeping, front office, nothing.
You need a housekeeping shift. You need to tell your housekeeping manager, I need to learn what you guys do and do a shift to understand.
You're a housekeeper. Mm-hmm. You walk into a room. What is the ideal status of that room to make your job easy?
Stripped. Linen is off the bed.
Off the
dirty
bed?
Yes.
Yep.
Sheets. I don't know if they do separate loads, sheets and towels.
No, we wash it all together.
What?
No.
I swear we wash it all together.
No. My hotel does it separate.
Oh, no, you're right.
Okay, where's trash?
Trash, like I like to compile it. If I can't put it all into one bag, I at least put all the receptacles together and again by the door.
See, I at least...
And she is right. I forgot I used to have to separate fucking towels.
Mm-hmm. I at least put all of the trash in the trash bins.
If you can compile it all, that's great.
I mean, there's a bathroom trash and there's a room trash, but at least I'm putting the trash in the trash bin.
Yes. My thing too, part of the reason besides with wanting to make the housekeeper's lives easier for doing this, I'm also double checking that my stuff's in it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, by stripping all this and doing all this, I'm making sure there's no socks floating around, those tiny little kid socks that are like just tied. Like I'm checking for all my stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about toiletries. If I used it, should I just take it?
Yes. We will throw it away.
Take it out of the room or put it in the trash.
Yes.
Please. Wrap it up before.
Don't leave it so they're like not looking at it like, did they open it? Did they not?
Did I take a little dollop of lotion?
If there's any question, it gets thrown away.
Well, also, we don't use reusable ones anymore. Like, you know, your thing, that's not a thing anymore.
In the showers.
Nope.
But like you replenish the pumps.
Yes. So it's pumps. But we're talking like little single disposables. That's not a thing anymore.
We should just throw those in the trash.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Or take them with you.
Oh, I take them.
Please.
I've got a tiny ass bar of soap.
I have a stockpile of them.
It's the lotions. I'm a lotion hoarder.
See, at our hotel, we can't have those out. So you have to special request that.
Lotion?
Yeah, because it's a single-use disposable item. Mm-hmm. You can't have that. But so basically, you're not even supposed to order them, but we secretly do, and it's just upon request.
I remember growing up, we stayed in a lot of hotels for sports events. My mom would take everything. We had a specific basket in the guest room with these hotel toiletries. I remember going in and scooping out my preferred brand of like shampoo.
I'm sorry. No hotel's ever had hotel air conditioner good enough for my hair.
Paul Mitchell? I was a child. Nope. I was a child with chlorine soaked hair. Okay.
You guys don't know what I look like. I have to use very special shampoos and conditioners for this mane.
Yeah. Curly girls.
Okay. That Jufro. We need some special stuff to moisturize it.
But imagine your...
run of the mill, use a bar soap.
No, but like a water polo tournament. I just wanted to get clean and put my like hair in a messy bun.
You go still have fun wet. With that poor excuse for shampoo.
It was really good for pool decks.
Okay,
like to the astringent. Locker rooms, to the like public pool deck showers. You know, I was there with my hotel shampoo, and like one thing was good for me and like one teammate. I would share. And then I throw it away.
Yeah, whenever I travel to hotels, I bring all my own stuff. My own face soap, my own face wipes, my own shampoo, conditioner. I don't use anything in that room. No. Except to wash my hands, a bar of soap. That's about it.
Yeah. Late 20s, I'm bougie.
Yeah.
I'm actually 30 now, damn.
I was about to say, I'm like, I miss my 20s.
I'm like, I'm too old for that.
No, a hand soap, even a body lotion. Guys. I'll use the body lotion.
Signs you're getting old. I literally asked for my front desk agents. I'm like, what year were you born? He's like...
2002.
Oh, 102. I'm like, in the thousands? 2000? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so old.
Did you ask him where the comma was?
I was close.
Like, all of my employees are born in the thousands. Oh, that
broke my brain.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
But no, stripping a room is like...
I think this is really good information.
Yeah, stripping. It's a common courtesy because you don't think about how much labor goes into it, especially for the poor housekeeper.
Well, a lot of the time we don't have enough housemen, housepeople.
To do that.
Yeah.
To pre.
So they're stripping their own rooms and having to clean all those rooms, mm-hmm. Yes. Especially if you're a not union hotel.
On a time limit. Yeah. Don't even get me into union hotels. Guys, wait.
Can we get on a rant really fast? It'll probably get cut.
No.
Oh,
it's already 11.
Can I just say one thing? Speaking of ages of team members, I just did the math of my youngest team member. He was born in 2007.
Gross. That's when and we'll wrap it up here.
That's when he was born.
So wait, it's 24 though. So he's how old?
Almost 17.
Oh, pool boy?
All of her people are pool boys.
Recreation attendant.
There you go. Okay.
Pool boy.
It's his first job. He's great. Such a sweetie. He gets so... He's like super cool with everyone else.
Popular with the MILFs.
He's super cool with everyone else. And I actually like...
Spelled with an I or a Y.
I talked with him. I'll tell Ms. B the story. I talked to this team member with my manager the other day. And the team, the 16-year-old walks out. And my manager goes, I've never seen him that nervous. And I literally go, oh, I thought that's just like how he was. Like, that's normal to me. Apparently, this kid is so forking nervous in front of me that he's a different person.
He loves you.
I feel so, little puppy crush. So
he's in love with you.
I feel so bad because I want to be like not cool, but I want to be understanding and empathetic. Anyone who's
nervous of you, Liz,
right?
Has a puppy crush.
No.
Yes.
No, you're not scary.
No
I'm
way.
Sorry.
My new work crush doesn't get nervous, so...
Yeah, he's a grown-ass adult. He wasn't born in the thousands.
Yeah.
He's got a puppy crush. Anyways.
Bruno 2.0 has a crush.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up here. I am going to process that.
Yeah, let's hit eject. All of our listeners, thank you for joining
us. Yes, thank you.
If you have stories.
Or if you want to guess how Bill's story ends along with us.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You can find us on all the streaming services from...
Including LinkedIn.
That's not a streaming service.
No, it's not. Is that a social media service?
Yeah, with a business focus.
But anywhoozy.
We're kind of a big deal on LinkedIn.
We are kind of a big deal on LinkedIn.
So give
I just wanted to say that.
Give us a follow on LinkedIn. Leave a comment on any things we have posted or reposted.
Find us on TikTok.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, any social media platforms.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. We're out there.
Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. You can listen to our episodes on YouTube.
LinkedIn?
And LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn.
Okay. Just checking. LinkedIn.
Sorry, guys. Too much wine. Too much wine.
No, or not enough wine. One of the two.
True that.
Okay, one more thing. And make sure to check out our website at tftsi.com.
Look at that.
Hell
at
to the...
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us, and we will be back in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.